Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the journey of becoming into being. So I'm going to use the example of becoming a life coach because this is something that I always wanted to do. I remember when I first started my YouTube channel and I was sitting on my bed in Toronto, there was some kind of Q&A and somebody asked what I wanted to be or what I eventually wanted to do with my career. And I remember sitting there and I said, or I sort of declared, I suppose, I want to be a life coach. And I don't even really know if I knew exactly what a life coach was, but I always knew that I wanted to help people, that it was on my heart to really support people in taking their lives to a next and a new level, supporting them, encouraging them, asking them the right questions to guide them to their own answers, as all answers lie within. And I remember saying that and knowing, just having this inner knowing in my heart that one day I would be a life coach. I didn't know how that was going to happen. I didn't know how many years it would take. I definitely had some assumptions like I need some more life experience before I do things like that, or XYZ. There was definitely thoughts like that that were circling in my mind, but I knew where I wanted to go. I knew what I wanted to become. And the journey of that, of becoming into being, more tangibly looked like having a life coach myself for a couple of years, moving to Italy, gaining some more life experience, really following my dreams and having them be made manifest, sharing that with my community online, and then eventually taking part in IPEC's life coaching program, their core energy coaching training program. And I moved back to Toronto and dedicated a year of my life to becoming a life coach, getting certified, learning tools, learning how to be that version of myself. So there was a point in time where I desired to be a life coach. And that took years. There was a journey that required. And even when I started getting my first clients, while I was in my life coaching training program, that's one thing that's really incredible about IPEC's core energy coaching program, is that right off the bat, after you take module one, they give you tools to begin your practice and they encourage you to get out there and start working with people because that's how you gain experience. And I remember my first year of coaching as I was in that program felt very exciting, but I also had nerves about it. I also was practicing or conditioning an entirely new way of being in myself and in my career. There were certainly adjustments that needed to happen in regards to the way that I saw myself and the way that I operated in career and really going for it. But here now, I'm recording this podcast from Costa Rica and I have been coaching now for 5 or 6 years. And I feel so confident in my practice. I am being a life coach. I am being a core energy coach in so many different aspects of my life, but specifically in my career. And since then, I haven't just coached one-on-one, but I've created group programs, mastermind containers, and digital courses that people can purchase, all being the core energy coach that I am. And I wanted to share this because we're always on a journey of becoming that next version of ourselves and deciding that that's who we're going to be. And eventually we look back in time and we can see, wow, I made it. I arrived here. I am that coach in this example that I'm sharing with you. And I just want to highlight the journey of becoming into being because I know that when we are on the journey of becoming, sometimes there can be questions that arise like, how come I don't feel like my most confident version yet? Or how come I may not have the clients that I'm desiring? Or how come I still feel a little bit nervous or a little bit on edge after I finish the coaching program, a little bit attached to results, hoping that my clients got what they intended for through our session and really hoping on my heart that I created a change within them. But now I operate from a way of certainty. And that way of certainty is because I conditioned being my highest potential as a life coach in myself. It was a journey. Again, I want to highlight. It was a journey of identity shifting and practicing and choosing to step into that version of myself every single day, knowing that I was on a journey and eventually I would arrive there. Eventually it would all feel easy. Coaching sessions would feel easy, as if I was fully connected to my intuition. Clients would flow in naturally and abundantly. And I'm here in that space right now. And I want to talk to you about another example. For the longest time, I was perpetually single. I was single for about 10 years. And I mean, there was situationships, of course, that came into my reality, but not a solid relationship. And I'm recording this podcast here now, being in a relationship and really witnessing a beautiful blossoming and unfolding. A seriously beautiful relationship is in my life right now, and I'm so incredibly grateful for it. But it was a journey of becoming. And it started with that knowing as well, of knowing that I'm ready to create the shift in my life. I'm ready to be in a relationship and being willing to do the work, right? The identity shifting, the releasing of the past, the releasing of the things that were no longer serving me, to create space to condition being an incredible partner. So wherever you find yourself, ask yourself right now as you're listening to this podcast, who am I becoming right now? What are the results that I'm conditioning into my reality? Perhaps it's a journey of being abundance. If you're noticing that you're feeling or focusing on different areas of lack in your life, for example, finances, how can you be abundance or decide here and now today, listening to this podcast, that you're ready to commit to a new way of thinking, a new way of being for yourself? We're always on a journey of becoming a next level of ourselves, becoming a greater version of ourselves. But what's at the forefront for you today? Who are you really ready to become and be in this year ahead? And what would it look like if you were that version? And I say that because whatever it is, if it's something more tangible like a relationship or like a career transition, who is it that you're ready to be? What is it that you're ready to have in your life? And start to inquire within of how can I reverse engineer that version of myself now? And if you're interested in really going for that up level, really conditioning a new way of being in your reality, I would love to invite you into my latest mastermind container, which is Law of Being. We begin Tuesday, March 11th, and this is a combination of a mastermind program, so group coaching with me for 4 months, a session every single week. Also accompanied by IPEX Law of Being program, where there are specific modules such as being health, being abundance, being wealth, being happiness. If you're truly ready to create an up-level in your life, if you feel like there are changes that I am ready to commit to, that I am ready to hold myself accountable for and towards and commit to, I would love to have you inside of this program. I personally took this program at the beginning of last year, 2023, and I was setting out on a grand journey of being fully nomadic, but also knowing that there are very specific things that I was ready to integrate on a much deeper level, such as being abundance and being wealth, knowing that it didn't matter where I was in the world, I would still be able to create income for myself. If I was doing things differently, I was still able to attract and create abundance in my life. It didn't matter if I had one specific office that I was going to every day in my own home or working at specific cafes. It was really integrating this knowing into my being that it didn't matter where I go, that abundance is just who I am and I create that. Abundance not only financially, but abundance and everywhere I go, there's always opportunities, connections, grand moments, synchronicities waiting for me. And it was in integrating that certainty that I opened up and created the best year of my life so far. 2024 is definitely the best year of my life so far, but 2023 was a huge transformation after taking this Law of Being program. And that's why I'm so excited to bring it forth and teach it inside of a group container and take an abundance of beautiful souls who are feeling ready to move through that journey themselves. A different example is being health. At the time that I took Law of Being, I was really struggling with the aging journey. And I shared that in a previous podcast where I shared my tips for aging. gracefully and welcoming that journey versus resisting that journey. An IPEX Law of Being program created an entirely new paradigm shift in that area of my life, where I have embraced my body, I've embraced my looks, my being, my aging journey to such a beautiful and deep level where I feel like I love myself more than I've ever loved myself before, and I love myself more each and every single day. As I learn more, I expand, I grow, my body transforms, but I take care of my body, and just being fully accepting and loving of that journey that aging is. And at the beginning of 2023, knowing that I was setting off Fully Nomadic, there were definitely doubts in my mind of how will I attract a relationship into my life if I'm always moving around? I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to have one, but I knew in my heart that it was meant for me. And through IPEX Law of Being, I integrated a deeper level of trust in the divine, a trust that, of course, everything that I desire will be mine one day. Of course, I can have the relationship of my dreams. It integrated this knowing, this trust in the journey. And as I explored and took this journey of self-inquiry, I was able to reverse engineer how would I feel in partnership. And in fall of last year, I entered into a new relationship. And this is the relationship that I'm in now that is absolutely the relationship of my dreams. It is blossoming, it is growing, it is evolving, and I feel so deeply grateful and appreciative of it every single day. And I think back and I'm so grateful that I decided to take Law of Being because it set me in an entirely new trajectory. It also gave me an incredible box of tools that anytime that I'm ready to be or set out on the journey of becoming a next level in whatever that is, I know what to do. I know the process. I have the tools to take some time to self-inquire and to start conditioning that way of being until it is my reality, until I'm looking back in time and knowing that I did it. I knew in my heart it was mine, and I took the steps and I accelerated my journey. So if you're feeling the call for an up level, if you feel like you're maybe even just content with life, or you recognize you're in your comfort zone and you're ready to create a next level of abundance or create love or create a new relationship with your body, whatever it is, this program is sure to accelerate you. It is sure to provide you with tools that you will use for the rest of your life. So if you're ready to accelerate, Law of Being begins March 12th, and I would love to have you inside. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, but wherever you are in your journey, I'm sending you so much love, and just remind yourself, I am on this journey of becoming. Tune into that knower in your heart space and know who you are, know where you're going. And trust that it will be made manifest, and trust that the signs, the tools, the connections, the opportunities, whatever is required to have that become who you are, to condition into your being, you will know those steps will be provided. Sending you a big hug and so much love and all this abundant nature energy from Costa Rica today. I believe in you and I support you. And thank you for listening to my podcast. I will be tuning in and sharing some more wisdom, some more insights with you very soon. But if you enjoyed this, please share it with me. Tag me on social media. If you enjoy my podcast, I always love to repost and connect with you guys. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.